Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, here's a typical McDonald's employee in Denmark. What's with the lack of enrichment? I think I'm offended now. Just kidding. She looks hotter than the brown things in Hollyweird these days. If she was in America, maybe she would be called Margot McRobbie. If she was in America, I'm sure that when guys went to pick up their orders, they would say, just put the fries and your phone number in the bank. In Denmark McDonald's, they also pay $22 an hour, and you get 6 weeks off each year. Up next is one of the few women in this world that wasn't hypergamous and wasn't a socialist. Ayn Rand grew up in Russia, and the Soviets ended up taking her family business, so she was pissed off. And when she moved to America, she wrote novels and created a philosophy to combat communism. Yes, it was also hard to shoot your way out of communism with no boomsticks. Just ask the Cubans or the Venezuelans. And in Venezuela, it only took one generation to make people this poor. Number three, speaking of socialism wrecking countries, one of the prerequisites is that socialists control the central bank. In Canada, here's how much gold, silver, and Bitcoin have gone up over the last 5 years since the country went crazy with the money printers. I own all three of these assets, and you should too, to protect yourself from currency debasement. Canada should have one of the strongest currencies in the world with our natural resource wealth. Instead, we have the woke liberal party. Moving on, the danger of having ChatGPT and large language models writing everything for us is that it leads to a world of idiocracy. In the land of AI, the man that can still use his own brain is king. They got bro here writing essays like it's a stealth mission in Call of Duty. Guys are spending more time getting technology to write things for them than just writing them themselves. If you think that the common man is stupid today, then just wait another 10 years. Number 5, the Jerusalem Post says that nearly a quarter of Americans believe that Hitler was a good person. By my calculation, that's more than 6 million. But the tiny hats will have to worry if that number ever gets up to 50%. Many will say he's a good person because he likes dogs and children and was a vegetarian. The left hates him because he wanted to eradicate communists. I hate him because he got Germans to hate others to the point of fanaticism. Up next, here's the look on your face when you Google all the pills you found in your bathroom after you hit it raw. Pro tip, don't touch the bottles. Just take the pictures of them with your phone. She might look to see if they've been moved or not. It's a great idea this guy looked because now he has 24 hours to stop the HIV virus. I'm sure she's got other conditions that'll make this poor guy Schwing Schwang look like a Nestle Crunch bar the next morning. Number 7, are we living in a simulation? Because I didn't have a Somalian mayor in Minneapolis on my 2025 bingo card. Remember that the average IQ in Somalia is 68. And based on the numbers, anything under 70 is considered retarded. Looks like Minneapolis has been conquered by Somali pirates. Come on, guys. These guys look super trustworthy and you can definitely leave your kids with them at the public pool if you had an emergency. Moving on, going back to woke Canada, our media is now calling us to free ourselves from the United States and forge closer ties with communist China. This all started with Trudeau saying that China was the country he admired the most because of its authoritarianism. Americans need to understand that we have politicians that are spying for China in our parliaments, but that our own government won't disclose who they are. And Canadians still won't uprise and demand the truth. Number 9, if you've had a hard day and need something to smile about, then here's a story about Matt's girlfriend. She cheated on him with a married man, and the guy's wife ended up beating her up. He better not smile too much, or she's going to call the cops on Matt and claim that he's the one that assaulted her. Anything to avoid taking accountability. I would bet she's already telling her family and friends that Matt did it to save face. Up next, it's true that a man that lacks purpose distracts himself with pleasure, and soon AI will take most men's purpose away. Maybe it's time to invest in some good old gaming companies. The majority of men gain purpose from having a family, and these days, that's unaffordable for the average dude. There's also nothing wrong with gaming. You can spend an hour or two a day doing it to sharpen your mind and reflexes, but getting lost in hedonism isn't productive in the end. Number 11, this guy says that his son has been eating electrical cords and is wondering what to do about it. Jeff says to ground him until he conducts himself properly. Only people that understand electricity will get that reference. I wonder if this is still a current issue, or if what he's been doing is bipolar. But I think his son has a pretty bright future. Just plug him in and watch him glow. Pure incandescence. Moving on, people are asking what's wrong with this 1976 photo. How about that there are no fatties and that they all have flat chests? This is what the girls in Australia looked like when I visited Melbourne 20 years ago now. Not so much now. Also, none of them have penises or green hair. Not to mention there's a total lack of diversity. But I know exactly what's wrong with this photo. It's fake because none of them are actually smoking. Number 13, this woman looks like she's graduated with a BBC slut certificate. She's been taking Tyrone's hot beef injections, it seems. Just look in her eyes and you'll know that she's got some stretched out damage between those thighs from taking a Tyrannosaurus in the schwing schwing. With those dead eyes, you just know that she's finally ready to be a single mom, if she's not already one. I'm sorry for whatever happened in her childhood. Up next, the so-called New York mayor that's coming says that the NYPD shouldn't respond to domestic violence calls. This is Sharia law. Husbands are allowed to give their wives five across the eyes. Looks like women in New York are about to lose their rights. This guy's giving the right to people to beat their wife. Let's see what the massive tiny hat population in New York does with this enrichment. They wanted enrichment, and now they'll have to live with it. Number 15, we're living in a world now where women are choosing the bear while men are choosing AI girlfriends. Yes, and the fertility rate drop will only intensify. I've said it before that the only way to fix the fertility problem is to make it so bad that it can no longer be ignored. But it's only going to be the rejected males that use AI girlfriends. The high-quality ones will continue to get real-life females until the sex bots show up. Then it's really game over. Moving on, remember growing up we were told not to sit too close to the television, because it would hurt our eyes. Now I'm sitting at a desk surrounded by monitors a foot or two away from my face, and other people are literally plastering screens an inch away from their eyes and they're perfectly fine. Looks like we've been had by boomer propaganda. The better question to ask is why did boomers say that sitting too close to the television would hurt our eyes in the first place? Number 17, is it true that if you think that sex workers sell their bodies but not manual laborers, then you're clouded by a moralistic view of sexuality? Physical laborers destroy their bodies for money, and then they're in pain during their retirement years, and most of them aren't even thinking of that when they start working. Not to mention that many age horribly from being in the sun all day. SCX workers, on the other hand, sell their self-respect and societal pressure and can no longer find a chat to settle down with. Everything has its cost. Up next, this woman says her husband cheated on her and then he thought he could outsmart a cheater. Wow, she's taking accountability for her actions, sort of. This just proves to me that we're living in a loveless society. Then again, it sounds like a well-balanced relationship where they're both made for each other. Maybe he was only cheating because he found out that she cheated on him first. We have entered the stage in society where people are proud of their infidelities. Number 19, millennials are realizing that even with two incomes, they'll never be able to afford the life that their parents built on only one income back in the 1990s. Looks like the dream is over and it's time to leave the West. It was still pretty good in the early 2000s. In 2003, I nearly bought a two-story house with my girlfriend for $98,000. Thank God I didn't because the relationship was a disaster. But after that, things kept getting further and further out of reach. Moving on, this woman lost her arm to a bear attack and she would still choose that bear instead of a random man in the woods. Looks like she hasn't learned her lesson and is willing to go back for more. Looks like she's going to try and win another Darwin Award. If she wants to F around and find out, then she has my blessing. She also looks like she has the right to bear arms. She's also fat and the bear was probably looking at her like a snack. Number 21, this woman is wondering why this man is dating her and she thinks she's well below his league. She's a 5.5 and he's a 9.5 instead. I used to use a similar dating strategy because it brought me peace because the women generally wouldn't rock the boat because they knew they couldn't get anyone better. But eventually the temptation to make a power grab is always too great for them. And that's when I would exit stage left. Mid or below women bring you peace for a good long time, but never forever. Up next, people don't understand why this lifestyle was given to most people back in the 1950s by governments. This was never meant to last. Workers were given a middle-class existence so they wouldn't become communists. Remember how big the Red Scare was back in the 1950s. If the citizens shared in the fruits of the capitalist labor, then they won't rebel. The communists in China did the same thing after Tiananmen Square. They promised economic growth in exchange for the stop of the democratic movements. Number 23, why do so many couples end up looking like this these days? Because men are thirsty fools, willing to take anything they can for a little bit of action. And because the men are so thirsty, the women can get away with being supremely gluttonous. Here's the same couple with higher resolution. I guess the guy can't exactly be picky now, can he? For some reason, I pictured him thinner and her way fatter. Moving on, here's the income that a man needs in order to support his partner's trad wife fantasy in 2025. And as far as I'm concerned, the way people spend money these days, that's still not enough. But I'm not exactly sure how accurate these numbers are. Who really needs $107,000 to live in Wyoming or South Dakota? And Texas only comes in at $102,000. People can live on a lot less, but people don't want to make any sacrifices these days. No one wants to be a cheap penny pincher anymore. Number 25 on the last one, why do women lie like this and get nose jobs to enhance their appearance and think it's perfectly fine? But when a man looks maxes using cosmetic surgery or by doing leg lengthening procedures, they end up shaming him. Women are allowed to cheat their genes and manipulate men like this, but men aren't allowed to do the same. Talk about a double standard. This woman got her nose job in Israel. That's not all that special or new there. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.